This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This summer's drought shows no signs of letting up. The National Drought Mitigation Center says nearly two-thirds of states are suffering under hot and dry conditions. Bad news, of course, for farmers in those states. But as Dan Gorenstein reports, growers in the rest of the country could see a bump.
Watching the news lately has been kind of scary for Leanne Vanderpool.
Pictures of Illinois and Indiana, and their crops are pretty much gone. More than even in the fall when the corn turns brown, it's just dried up.
When Vanderpool looks across her 320 acres in western Minnesota, she sees green. Spring rains and moderate temperatures in the upper Midwest and the Dakotas makes all the difference.
And in some of the places, they've just gotten excellent rains right when they needed them.
Iowa State economist Mike Duffy.
We always talk about $1 million rain because that's how much grain it'll generate.
Duffy says corn prices have nearly doubled and could keep rising. But forecasts predict the drought could spread even to Vanderpool's farm, pastures of plenty.
It almost smell like the cornfields are almost cooking. It's almost like a sweet corn smell in the air.
Vanderpool says she rather smell wet dirt. She hopes the weatherman's right, who expects some of that $1 million rain later this week. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.